Hey, thank you to Helix for sponsoring this podcast. Adam has had his Helix mattress for almost a year now, and he's loving it. It's actually hard to get him up. In fact, he won't stop talking about it. You'll understand what we mean when he goes into detail. Thank you for the detail, Adam, later on the episode. But for now, we want to tell our listeners about a special deal going on. Our Sleepy Time Pal Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and, as if that's not enough, two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Paula. That's helixsleep.com/Paula. This is their best offer yet, and I'll bet it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the Ray Horseman Studio in North Hollywood, California, it's Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, your comedy field guide to life. Tonight, Butterfinger Bars broke Paula's heart when they changed their recipe. Producer Jay Deal helped Paula write a rap song about it. Not my Butterfinger. Now it's time to market the song. Songwriter, producer, and musician Andre Alexander is here to talk about promotion. Can Not My Butterfinger chart? One tip, keep plugging the name of the song. Andre helped Bonnie launch Not My Butterfinger, so he knows how to position a campaign to promote the original rap song, Not My Butterfinger. And we'll go over the saga of dropping rap song sensation, Not My Butterfingers, on iTunes. That's where you can find the hot new song, Not My Butterfinger. Plus, we're opening a swag bag from Frontier Communications. Yes, it's finally here. The bag and the check Paula won for agreeing to use only a flip phone for an entire week. What will her first flip phone call be? Perhaps to 1-800-NOT-MY-BUTTERFINGER? I'm Adam Felber, the man who tries to market a coherent conversational strategy on this show. And now, please welcome the woman who jumps topics like a guerrilla marketing campaign designed by actual gorillas, Paula Poundstone. Welcome, Paula.
Thank you, Adam. What a beautiful introduction, and what a cool house band.
Yes, I want to introduce our house band. Tonight, it's the one and only Andre Alexander, who is both house band and guest tonight.
Wow.
That's a first timer on our show.
Yeah, it's a snack food and a dessert.
Yes.
That's like a marketing thing from the 70s.
Oh, it was?
You know, it's a cracker and a candy. Yeah, they were
cracker
always doing
cracker and candy
that.
Are two very different things, but snack food and dessert sounds kind of very similar.
It's not at all. It's not at all.
So you would...
Thank goodness I didn't go to your wedding.
We didn't serve Malamars as appetizers.
What is there for dessert? Cake? No.
But you've never snacked on, say, a Reese's peanut butter cup?
Yeah, but that wouldn't be my dessert.
But it could be a snack food and a dessert.
It's a snack food.
I don't think we need to be
Andre
fighting.
Andre is a snack food and a dessert.
I'm going to let that stand because we have bigger fish to fry on this show. For one, Paula, you did a couple of other podcasts this week.
I've been cheating on our podcast.
You have
been going out. I've been going out on. I did Jimmy Pardo.
That was your second appearance on Jimmy Pardo.
It was my second appearance on Jimmy. It was so much fun. And I gave him a kitten. I brought him a kitten.
Okay.
And it was...
You did? Then, you brought him a real kitten?
I did, yes. And
did he want a kitten?
He didn't, but I think after he met it, he
did. You really give Jimmy Pardo an unasked-for kitten?
I did.
On air?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, people should listen to that one. Yeah. Never Not Funny is the name of the podcast,
yeah,
right?
It was... I thought I just had one kitten, but it turned out there were two kittens with me. How does it turn out
there are two kittens with
they
you?
They were in a bag. It was a mother cat. I had them in a container, a pet carrier.
This is very suspicious
there
sounding.
There was a mother cat, and then it was two kittens. And I had named the kitten Jimmy, little, and then Jimmy Pardo kept saying, I don't want it. And then he said it would be confusing having a cat named Jimmy. And then he named little Jimmy Longhair. And I think as soon as he coined that name,
he just wanted
they just
it.
Began the bonding.
And you did Stephanie Miller's.
And I did Stephanie Miller's show. And Stephanie Miller lives like way up near Griffith Park. She lives at like the edge of a cliff. It's like a manor. She lives in a manor.
Okay.
And she records the podcast from her manor. She has a whole studio and then a workout room right beside the studio.
Okay.
And I have to come 2 hours to North Hollywood. Sometimes on my way here to record, I have to stop and refresh my horses. That's how far I have to come. But Stephanie Miller gets to it right out of her house. And it was so fancy. Everything
was
fancy.
We're in a kind of unfancy studio.
We are in an unfancy studio.
And in an unfancy part of Miranda Street.
At Stephanie Miller's house, they served petit fours. And at Jimmy Pardo's, they have a potter who crafts a mug with your silhouette on it.
Pardo as a potter. But he does have nicer digs than us, too, doesn't he?
By the way, everyone has nicer digs than us.
Yeah.
But yes, he does. No, it's very fancy with the valet parking. And then they send a car for you. It's fantastic.
Wow.
And you're jealous. We are. I am a little bit jealous.
Well, now
I'm jealous because you're cheating
on me with other podcasts and you're going to nicer places.
I'll tell you what they
and
don't
you're enjoying
have.
It.
What? They don't have Adam Felber on every show.
Yeah.
So they are, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Yeah. On the other hand, they do have massages.
Jesus. All right. Okay.
Yeah, it was really fancy. I would say she just rolls out of bed and does it, but that's not true.
Really?
Because she had like makeup on and stuff.
Maybe she goes to bed in makeup.
Well, it's possible.
It's possible.
I guess it's possible. But, you know, she had her hair.
You don't put
like
on your
perfect.
Lipstick until we actually do the photos at the end of the podcast.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
literally put it on at the last second.
Yeah, I don't even look in a mirror, but I just take the... It's catch as catch can for me in lipstick.
I've noticed.
Sometimes it goes on my lips.
You generally ask Tony Anita Hall if you were anywhere near your lips.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And then we take the picture.
Sometimes I do a Later Life Lucy lipstick.
I've seen it.
A Betty Davis lipstick
if I have to. Now, you told me as you were returning from Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, I saw the Frontier van. I saw a Frontier Communications van, and I assumed that it was going to my house to drop off my $1,000. I figured it was stacked in Breaking Bad. It was stacked up.
Right. For those new listeners, we've been involved in this kind of a war and kind of a real great cooperative advertising venture with Frontier Communications for a couple of months in that you submitted an essay to their contest as to why you would use only a flip phone for a week.
Yes.
And they,
it was a brilliant essay.
And they were going to award us $1,000 if we won and a swag bag full of 90s survival stuff.
And when we had Tony and Anita Hall check in on it, they would say stuff like, well, we're going to make Paul an honorary winner.
We didn't respond really well to that. You know, now that we're friends with Frontier Communications again, I have to say, we didn't treat them really well.
We gave them everything they deserved.
Yes.
Because what is an honorary winner? It means that I would just not use a smartphone for a week.
Hey, well, then they upped the offer to you'll get the swag bag and you'll get to not use your smartphone for a week.
Yeah. See, what Frontier Communications didn't understand.
Well, they didn't communicate.
Is that I always had permission not to use a smartphone for a week.
Right.
I didn't need to go to Frontier Communications to have
them
sanction.
And write them an essay. Yeah.
A brilliant winning essay. It was a winning essay.
Yeah, there's no way they could deny that. Anyway, I'm happy to report that maybe that truck wasn't going to your house, but right here in my hand, we're going to open it right here.
I see a large FedEx box.
It's our swag bag from Frontier Communications. We're going to go through it. We're going to see some stuff.
Oh, boy.
First of all, Paula Poundstone.
Like
Let's get a picture
morning.
Of this, Tony Anita Hall. Here is your Frontier Communications check for $1,000 made out to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone.
Wow.
Hold that up next to your face. And listeners will note the lack of lipstick.
When you take a look at that. This is fantastic.
Yes.
You know, what's unfortunate is that Dame Maggie Smith, just as I pulled up tonight, she said, because she's been sitting in her car for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I've never understood this part of your story, but go ahead.
This is true. I asked her to come on the podcast to do a segment that we call Outside the Actor's Studio.
Which we did with Ed Begley Jr. just 2 weeks ago.
Right. But I asked Dame Maggie Smith to join us, and she's so nice. She said, yes, I will do that. And of course, she wouldn't accept pay for it, but she said I could give $1,000 to her favorite charity. And I assumed I was getting the $1,000 from Frontier Communications.
But so now it's too late.
When they hadn't come across, she just sat in her car. And, you know, they're supposed
she
to be
missed
promoting,
the premiere of Downton Abbey.
They're promoting Downton Abbey, and there she is sitting in her car.
Yeah, because I could have sworn she went to that premiere.
No, she didn't.
That was
she
one might, of her lookalikes?
Yeah, she had a doppelganger. But she's been sitting in her car. And then tonight, she looked kind of worn out. And when I pulled up, and she said, do you have the money for the charity? And I said, no. And she just,
peeled
like
out.
A bat out of hell.
Wow, and now you have the check.
Like
although I do
want to
point out that that's
Alfaro's bats. She just zipped out of there.
Yeah. That's not a real check, though.
Well, there's a problem right there, isn't there?
Allegedly, yeah. They're going to be wiring the money to your account. But
oh,
do you want to go?
Great. This isn't a real check. What was I thinking? Look at the size of that check. That's not a real
it's
check.
It's a big gag check.
Wait a minute.
Now, have you received the money yet, to your knowledge?
No, I haven't received the money yet. You know, when I tried to make a check like this and cash it, I got in trouble. How come Frontier Communications
Well, I wouldn't
can
try to
that?
Cash that either. You'd get in trouble.
Wow, look at the, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's a funny money check.
It's the size of a placemat. What was I thinking?
I don't know. But well, you know what?
I just thought it was a big bank.
Do you want to go through the rest of the swag bag?
A bank with like oversized tellers, you know?
You got a 2019 road atlas.
Like Hagrid was going to be my teller
I'm
at the bank.
Really going to try to keep this moving along.
Hagrid. What else did I get?
You got a road atlas.
Oh, boy, I love road atlases.
It's a 2019 road atlas.
Oh, my
gosh. I didn't know they still made them.
Yeah, in fact,
these are all things that will help you survive without a smartphone.
Right. Well, actually, tonight when I pulled up, my smartphone wouldn't load Twitter or Instagram.
Wow. Well, neither will that road atlas.
To be
completely honest with you. Okay, you got a CD called Pop Hits of the 90s, Super Hits. And I got to say, these are.
I don't even remember any songs from the 90s.
These are legitimately hits. Living La Vida Loca.
What is that?
Ricky Martin.
I don't know.
Nobody remembers that?
I do.
Okay.
No.
Captain Crinkle, who, by the way, shouldn't be talking, is mocking the idea that there was a song called La Vida.
No, I remember it.
Oh, she remembers
do.
It.
Did you used to dance to it?
No.
No, don't ask her. I'm inviting her to shut up. We're gonna get to you in a second, Captain Crinkle. Now we got Christina Aguilera, the Backstreet Boys. Okay, so there's a CD for
man,
you.
Oh, man, that is going to be
but
nice.
I don't think that's the only CD. You also have Now That's What I Call 90s Pop, which has... it's got Salt-N-Pepa featuring En Vogue, What a Man. I think that's a fantastic song, by the way. Belle Biv DeVoe's hit Poison. This is for reals.
Do you? Because I don't.
Hanson's Mbop.
Oh, wait. This is Britney Spears' Baby One More Time. Why didn't you mention
so
that?
So does this one.
Wait a minute. In fact, they're all
so
Britney
you're getting
Spears'
two more
Baby
times.
One
yeah.
More Time.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do without hearing that ever again.
You know,
personally.
In this one, the baby is older.
Oh, and here you go, Paula. Paula, I found the main. Yeah, I found the main attraction. It's a track phone, and from Alcatel MyFlip track phone. Here's your flip phone.
Oh, this is like a
you get
birthday
to use that
party,
for a
right?
week. We want you to report on your experiences, but I'm going to caution you, Paula.
Yes.
Don't actually start that week till you get your money.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We're telling you,
again,
Frontier Communications, if you fuck us on this,
Frontier
we will
Communications
be coming for
giving
you
me
like
permission
you, yeah.
to not use my flip phone for
oh,
a
look
week.
At this. You got a notebook?
I love notebooks.
Well, there you go. They gave you one, and they gave you an address book. Wow, this is, they're expecting you to be very productive during this week.
Yeah.
And they gave you a Frontier Communications blank book. Oh, that's really nice.
What?
A lined blank book.
A lined blank book.
I love those things.
It says, don't go it alone. Is that their slogan? Frontier
no, it's a
Communications,
warning to you.
Don't go it alone.
we've talked enough shit about them that they're warning you not to go out without
no,
a
here,
guard.
No, here it says, stay away from your doors and windows. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
That's a little upsetting.
Oh, wait, here's the next gift. It's a horse head. Ah! No, it's some Frontier Communications headphones.
Oh, these are, what are they? What are they called?
Earbuds.
Earbuds. Don't believe in them.
I believe in them. I believe they exist.
And
here is your $20 basic phone card for your track phone. This is the money. That's not the
$1,000.
It's $20 worth of calls.
60 minutes. Oh, so they're paying for $20 worth of calls.
Yeah.
60 minutes.
Yeah. And as soon as you get their damn
the
money.
The irony of giving me a 60-minute phone thing.
I know.
Is
I've
just
never
laughable.
Had a conversation with you less than 3 hours.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. This is just taunting me.
Yeah, it is. You're not going to. You're almost less succinct than Bonnie Burns, which is what I want to move on to now.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, by the way.
Frontier Communications.
Frontier Communications.
At this point, we've given them so much free advertising that they, as far as I calculate...
Would you really consider that advertising?
Well, we did tell them to fuck themselves a few times, so yeah. I don't know if that yeah. part was advertising.
Yeah. I don't know if we ever talked about their service.
Yeah,
I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. If
we
that
really
flip phone
know.
Works, we
All
might have
I know
repaired
is
the
that I'm not going to use my smartphone for a week, and I'm going to use their book to keep a journal about how it goes.
Okay. Good. Journal it up. Now, Tony Anita Hall is giving me some late breaking news. Oh, there's a card. Do you want to read it or should I read it?
Let me see.
It's from Karen Quatch.
Oh, it's from Karen Quatch.
Yeah, she was the Frontier Communications PR person that what's his name? Javier Mendoza bust us down to when he thought he could get rid of us.
we've been pronouncing her name wrong, she makes clear.
All right, read it.
Dear Tony, Paula, and team, your team, I guess, Adam.
Jesus Christ, Karen! Really?
I apologize again for the miscommunication. I hope you enjoy the swag bag. Also, y'all are fucking savage. It says, why you gotta do my last name dirty like that? And it's signed Karen Quatch. She says here it's pronounced quack. That's better.
Quack? All right, Karen Quack.
Karen Quack.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Easier to include in a song, I'll say, though.
And she says you guys got close-ish.
Close-ish?
Yeah.
Quatch and
quack.
Quack.
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't think
we
so.
We didn't get close, Karen Quack.
Yeah, I don't think
but
so at all.
I'm glad that
so
I'm glad
she
that I know
saw some
now.
Ducks talking,
yeah.
and some of them were going quack, quack, quack. And
she'd
one
be
of
like,
them, one
be
of
like,
them
I
was
beg
going,
to differ. It's quack, quack,
yeah,
quack.
Yeah, one of them was going quack, quack, quack. She'd go, you're close.
All right. Okay, so now speaking of hotel soaps, we have to get to this elephant in the
room. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Not My Butterfinger is finally up on iTunes. And
yes! Congratulations, yes. Captain Crinkle.
Captain Crinkle, just put that bag down. You don't have to crinkle. She's got a sound effects bag now.
Yeah.
And they're also the best potato chips in the world, which she's crushing.
Yeah, she is crushing
Hawaiian,
the potato chips.
Sweet Maui onion
By the
chips.
Way, that's Captain Crinkle's new ringtone. Is that?
Yeah, that sound?
Crinkly sound.
No.
No, I know that took a tremendous amount of work for people who listened to last week's episode.
That's what I wanted to talk about a little bit.
Yeah.
Last week's episode, the part of me never left that episode, Paula.
Yeah.
There was some blood on the floor.
It was like a meltdown. It was like one of those retreats you go on.
Yeah.
Where.
But instead of staying silent, monks just yell at you for an hour.
Yeah. No, it was like some sort of group processing. Yeah. It was, oh my God.
Now, in case you haven't heard it, and I'm guessing you might have heard it two or three times, because it was remarkable, and I think a great podcast. What happened was Bonnie had guaranteed us we were going to get Not My Butterfinger up on iTunes by the time the previous show aired.
Okay, but in fairness, she had never done that before, and I didn't know how to do it, and she didn't know how much work
it was.
Well,
then you don't guarantee you're going to do it.
It was, well, she does.
Well, yeah, and she's your manager for 26 years.
Yeah, there's a place in the Trump administration just waiting for her.
So against my better judgment, we brought her up to the microphone.
Yeah, well, that maybe is where things began to fall apart.
Yeah, absolutely. And she started trying to explain why it wasn't up on iTunes.
Yeah.
And what ensued was 30 minutes of hysterically funny, and my God, if I wasn't bald, I would have torn all my hair out.
Well, the thing is, though, that in a way...
It was so incoherent.
It was a great explanation, though.
It was not.
It was, because you could see where she couldn't get a task done.
Yes. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah, once I heard her explain it, I'm like, oh, my God, I get it. And Captain Crinkle served honorably with Captain Culpepper.
Oh, look, everyone, as though we don't have enough going on, it's everybody's... favorite sock puppet, Mrs. Culpepper.
Captain Culpepper used to tell me night after night of his love for Captain Crinkle and how on the battlefield...
Bonnie, put it down!
On the battlefield, she often had a hard time with tasks.
Yeah, also she betrayed their position to the enemy at all times, right?
She was not good with multi-step.
Now, Mrs. Culpepper...
When they would march, she would say, right, left, right,
Hey, Paula, it's been almost a year now since I got my Helix mattress. And as you remember, there was some drama surrounding Helix mattresses.
Because
First sponsored us, Bonnie took the mattress and she's been loving it. But finally, I got my chance to get a Helix mattress and I sleep so well. I mean, the family bed is where we all gather. We watch movies in our room occasionally and everybody just piles on it and it's comfy. And yet when one person hops on, the other half of the mattress doesn't fly up. I'm a fan.
Well, you know, Adam, everybody is unique and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. Models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It is the perfect combination of comfort and support.
I agree with that last bit. I don't get all the technical stuff about the mattress, but it is soft and supportive. Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, the award-winning Lux, which I got, and ultra-premium Elite Collections, the Helix Plus, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress, designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts, and my daughter now wants one. So, how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? You go to their website, take the Helix Sleep Quiz, and you find your perfect mattress match in under 2 minutes.
You know, when you said you can't follow all the technical stuff, it's really not that technical. You know, no matter what way you sleep, they have a mattress that will support and comfort you. How hard is that?
You know, when you say it that way, it seems a lot simpler. I take it back. That's my boner.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Well, I like that there's a warranty, but they can pry that mattress from my cold, dead hands. I took the sleep quiz. I was matched with the Helix Midnight Lux. I got the Lux. And I love it. It is such an upgrade from my old mattress.
You know, I think Bonnie got the Midnight Lux.
She did.
Too.
Yeah.
You're not here. Don't want to take Adam's word for it? Well, you got Bonnie's word. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Your sleepy time pal Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners.
That's a lot, and it's already not that expensive a mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/Paula.
That's helixsleep.com/Paula.
This is their best offer yet. It's fantastic. It won't last long.
With Helix, better sleep starts now. Well, not right now.
And if you're going to get it anyway,
use our code.
Hey, Paula. You know, every once in a while we get a new advertiser that I get super excited about. And I have to say, just because of the circumstances of my life, right now I'm really excited about our new advertiser, Quince, of Quince.com, the clothing provider.
Not to be mistaken for Quince from Midsummer Night's Dream. And let me just say this, and maybe it's not important to an advertisement, but when I was in the fourth grade, our class put on a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Okay.
And I played Peter Quince. There's the connection.
One of the mechanicals. That's a great connection. Also, yes, has nothing to do with this, which is that Quince is an online clothing store. And as you know, Paula, I've lost a little weight lately.
Oh, right.
75 pounds. Yeah. So I literally have no clothes that are in my size until I just ordered some stuff at Quince. And I figured, like, here's a chance for me to create a new look for myself. A whole new image.
And how's it going?
Not bad. I mean, the clothes are fantastic. I know that you ordered some too. What I got is the Comfort Stretch Traveler 5-pocket pants. And I got the 100% European linen shirt, and it looks breezy and it fits beautifully. And these are like premium pieces of clothing that are selling for like, you know, $30 a piece or starting at $30 at quince.com. It's awesome. I look good.
I ordered the brushed lounge jogger.
Ooh.
And, you know, I put them on when I came back from New York. I pulled them on, and I swear to you, okay, this is not scientific because I was tired already.
Right.
But they were so soft and so comfortable that, honestly, like, right as I got them up to my waist, I think my eyes closed. They're so, it's a softness, it's a kind of softness that I don't think I've ever experienced in a garment, honestly.
You know, my drawstring European linen trousers are a little bit like that, too. Like, so comfortable that I just want to hang out with myself.
Sure. Yeah. And they're European. Keep that in mind.
They are so European. And you can get those kind of, you can get washable silk tops. You can get 14 karat gold jewelry and like all these accessories.
Quince sells a lineup of timeless pieces that keep their customers looking effortlessly chic year after year. I'm not certain that I look chic, but certainly if I did, it's not going to take a lot of effort.
I now look chic and I feel pretty great. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabric. It's all good as far as I can see.
Is it my imagination or do they cut out the middleman?
They cut out the middleman, Paula Poundstone.
I love it when they cut out the middleman. That's the thing, they cut out the middleman. That's fantastic.
So be like me and Paula. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/nobody for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/nobody to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/nobody. And honestly, I look fantastic. Paula, you won't be able to keep your hands off me.
Oh, I can't wait. And don't think that if you had to return something, don't think you're sending it to a middleman because they cut out the middleman.
They cut out the middleman. That's quince.com/nobody. And if you're going to do it anyway,
use our code.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let me ask you, why don't we have Captain Culpepper on the show to talk about those times?
Captain Culpepper is unavailable.
Oh, really? Why?
Adam Thelma. He's passed.
Oh, he passed. I always forget that.
Yeah, I believe you've forgotten he passed away.
How'd that happen?
Tragically, from a case of tryotoxism.
Oh, well, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that poisoning from cheese or dairy products?
Poisoning from cheese or other dairy products.
Okay, so it was like a bad cup of milk or something.
It was not. It was the Gouda that got him, Adam Thelma. It was the Gouda that got him.
A theme song that plays when Mrs. Culpepper gets to her catchphrase.
Mrs. Culpepper, I just had to intervene on Captain Crinkle's behalf.
But let me get back to what we were.
Was that noise?
That wasn't Bonnie. That was our muscle sitting.
He broke a bone.
Yeah. No, he was.
He just snapped somebody's bone right in half.
Cacophony in here. So I wanted to offer our listeners an explanation as to what happened. How, you know, you always want a Monday morning quarterback it when something that crazy happens on a podcast.
Yeah.
And so I want to make it clear that when we were talking on the phone the day before the podcast, and Bonnie offered to come on and explain the iTunes thing, it sounded a little dodgy to me. It sounded like she didn't know what she wanted to say, and she wasn't making sense to me. And I said, I don't understand a thing that you're saying. So there was an email exchange between me and Bonnie.
And that always clears things up.
You know, it didn't, but I brought the email because...
email, what a fine form of communication.
It sure is.
No miscommunications have ever happened over email.
Well, this communication was actually quite clear. It just turned out to be 100% not true. So I wanted to read it.
What does it say?
Bonnie said, I know the call was kind of scrambly last night. I thought about coming on, and I know from our conversations that it hits you with a lot when you're not sure what ship you're guiding on the show. That's the vibe I got from you and Nicole yesterday. I was worried about how to make that spot clear, too. You said in conversation that you didn't understand a word I'd said, and it crystallized for me this morning a way to go. And then she says a couple of things and goes on like, I've got a little saga mapped out in my head. There's nothing technical. It leads to how we got the wrong song in the show, and there's lots of places where you and Paula can jump in when you get to the end, which we never got to. That seems to me a clear path. What do you think?
What'd you write back?
I wrote back, that sounds great. Nice, clear approach. Thanks. And then we got what we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it that she got a vibe from you over the phone. Yeah. What was the vibe she got?
The vibe was that I didn't want to do it because I thought she wasn't making any sense. And the reason she got that vibe is because I said, I'm not sure I want to do it because you're not making any sense.
Oh,
that's how she picked up on my vibe.
Boy, she can read a room. That's one of the things about her.
Oh, yeah.
There's a vibe out there. She picks up on it.
But I am happy to report that the song is now up on iTunes.
Fantastic. She's like the Roomba of vibes.
Yeah, there's no way that it's not up on iTunes.
She goes
now.
Around the room picking up the vibes. So it's on iTunes. Fantastic.
And she got the ringtone up.
What? She got the ringtone up.
As far as I know, she got the ringtone up.
That's fantastic.
So people can have a Not My Butterfingers Paula Poundstone ringtone on their iPhones.
Oh, that's great.
And I think
song,
we have it. Do you want to hear it?
Not My Butterfingers. Yeah.
Yeah. Anthony, you have that ringtone?
Stop worrying about how much peanut butter. At the top, we've got a gold-plated nutter. We deserve the truth. We deserve the truth. Some things need to change. Some things need to change. But not my butterfingers. But not my butterfingers.
Well, that sounds great. I don't know if I could have it on my phone because I'd feel sort of silly.
Well, that's the best advertising.
Having my own voice on my...
It's a little weird.
Always a little bit.
I might put it on my phone, though.
There you go.
It sounds really nice.
Yeah. Oh, it does sound... Oh, it's a very attractive ringtone.
Yeah, you know. Well, J Deal, he doesn't mess around.
Yeah.
That sounds terrific. And it's the verse... I believe that's a reference to our president, the gold-plated nutter.
Gold-plated nutter.
Right.
Yeah.
Who I like to think of these days as impeachable you.
Impeachable me.
Sweet impeachable you.
I wonder if... Secretly, Nancy Pelosi would have that ringtone.
I bet she would.
Secretly.
Yeah, she wouldn't have it. Be playing it in the House chambers.
Right. Not.
All right. So, I'm exhausted.
Do you
have a vocabulary word today?
I do.
Let's do that, and then we'll take a break.
I have a word that I'm hoping can perk up my vocabulary. It's outré.
Outré, yes.
Yes.
It's
an adjective that means beyond the bounds of what is usual or considered proper, eccentric, bizarre. Outré.
You have a use for it? You have a sentence that you could construct around the word outré?
Absolutely. Some of my best ideas, like creating a little cave by putting my blanket over my baseball cap on my head on the airplane, some of my best ideas like that are considered outré.
Out of the bounds of common, that would make sense.
Outré.
Outré. Is it outré or outré?
It's actually outré.
Outré.
The
That's
accent
what I thought.
Would be on tray.
Right.
I just felt ooey.
Oh, so you went ooh.
Ooh. Outré. Things are gonna get easier.
Outré. Things will get bright. Yeah. Well, coming up, singer Mary J. Blige said, the music business is not a good place for people who don't know things. And that sounds like us. Andre Alexander here is to educate us about the business and how to sell a song. That's coming up when we return on Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Some sweet tones there. Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone is brought to you in part by HelloFresh. Now, I've been trying HelloFresh, and it is my favorite meal kit delivery service ever. HelloFresh makes cooking delicious meals at home a reality. Regardless of your comfort level in the kitchen, I'm comfortable. Paula's not. We're both here and well-fed. From step-by-step recipes to pre-measured ingredients, you'll have everything you need to get a wow-worthy dinner on the table in just 30 minutes.
There's something for everyone, from family recipes, which are made from grandpa, to calorie smart and vegetarian, and a fun menu series like Hall of Fame and Kraft Burgers. I wonder what's in Hall of Fame. I don't even know that. You can easily change your delivery days, food preferences, and skip a week whenever you need. So if you're not going to be there, if you're not going to be at home or you're going to be too busy to make food, you could skip.
Yeah.
You can change what day it gets delivered so that it stays fresh.
I'm not sure the family recipes are made with grandpa.
Not with children.
What?
They're not made with children.
No, they're just recipes for the family.
Oh, my mistake.
Yeah.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah. Okay.
They should have made that more clear.
Well, we'll talk to them about
there was,
that.
It was all that technical language.
For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/PoundStone80 and enter PoundStone80, and then you get $80 off your first month, which is like a lot.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
It's like receiving 8 meals for free. That's HelloFresh.com/PoundStone80. Enter the code PoundStone80.
When I made the HelloFresh meals, I really appreciated the pre-measured ingredients.
Yeah,
it made life a lot easier because you can do it pretty fast. But the great thing is, you're still actually cooking the food. It's not a prepared meal.
No,
you're cooking the food.
But they're giving you the exact amounts to add, which is often a step that takes up some time in cooking.
You're looking for the meniscus. It's very hard.
I'm always looking for that meniscus.
Yeah.
In fact, I wrote a standard about that. Yeah. I haven't found my meniscus.
Yeah, so we really enjoyed it. But both of my daughters, we had different nights where we shared the meal together. And there's big enough portions that
you had leftovers.
Yeah,
my house,
we don't
get leftovers. We got the two kids.
Because you have the two kids? What do you make them eat everything?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we make them eat everything, or they don't get to go to sleep.
That's great. That's. Yeah. that's a little mommy dearest right there.
Yeah, right.
But that's good.
Now, so once again, go to HelloFresh.com/PoundStone80 and enter the code PoundStone80.
Sweet deal.
Yes, thank you, houseman Andre Alexander.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, that was fantastic.
Yeah, just.
But
a
the
great
other
houseman.
Thing is something that's I've been thinking about. Do you think when somebody's introducing Claire Danes, that they've ever said one of the great Danes?
Well, I like
that. Would that be considered outré?
That would be considered outré, Mrs. Culpepper.
Would that be considered one of the great Danes, Claire Danes, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah. I wonder if they just say that about Danish people in general.
Wouldn't have to be.
It could be anybody from Denmark, from Hamlet to Hans Christian Andersen.
I did not realize Hamlet was Danish.
He's a Danish prince.
I didn't know.
Wasn't he? Back me up, people. Everybody's nodding. Yeah, yeah.
I'll confess that I have not read any Shakespeare.
Why not, Mrs. Culpepper?
It is outré of you to ask. It is out of bounds of what is considered proper.
Shakespeare is improper?
No, for you to ask
to
why.
To ask why? Or do you have a deeply personal reason for not liking it?
You know, I feel a little ignorant for
is
not
Is it because
knowing.
In Julius Caesar, when Brutus and everybody kills their king... With a wheel of cheese?
None of this is ringing a bell.
Okay. I thought that might bring back some bad memories for you.
No.
All right. Well, Paula, as you know, Not My Butterfinger is now available on iTunes.
Yeah. Boy, what a mountain that was to climb.
But it raised some questions for you, didn't it?
Let me just say this. Not My Butterfingers is now available on iTunes.
It is.
So I made the single. Now what? We have to market the song, and so we're turning to our guest for advice on how to plug a song in 2019.
As we said before, we have our house band as also a guest as the first time, and we're going to have to stage this really, really elaborately because he's over there behind the keyboard right now.
Yeah, he's over in the orchestra pit.
And then he's got to play himself on and run all the way from the orchestra pit.
He's going to have to make a mad dash. This is the only time we've had a guest that is also... the house band, and I can't imagine it'll ever happen again.
How could it?
Yeah,
but let me do the intro, and then Andre, you're gonna play yourself on, okay? And then run to the microphone, and we'll try to cleverly cover for any delays that happen. Here we go.
This is like pitching and batting.
Yeah, the same. It's like pitching to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Andre Alexander is a musician, songwriter, producer, and author. He has performed and recorded with artists such as Patti LaBelle, Estelle, Common, and The Roots. He is the musical director at Wendy Raquel Robinson's Amazing Grace Conservatory and a frequent collaborator with Wendy. He lectures at USC and is also, as we said, tonight's house band. Andre, can you play yourself on? Andre Alexander!
Oh, look at him running all the way down the aisle.
I made it. Andre, welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You made it all the way here, and that was a nice little
barely,
play on, too.
Barely made it.
Thanks so much, Andre. And thank you again for helping me with Not My Butterfinger, which is now available on iTunes. Andre, in 2019, what are the best avenues for getting the song out there?
Well, the answer to that is really not simple at all because...
It's not a simple answer at all?
Not at all, because you... It depends on your audience. And, I always go to like, if we are, you know, marketing country music, I always ask all these questions like, you know, what are the streaming services that country music fans listen to?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What are those streaming services that country music fans listen to?
Let's guess. What do you think?
I think they're, I'm going to say, you see, these are, my prejudices are coming into play here.
And it's perfect.
Because I'm thinking that maybe they're a little behind the time and don't do Spotify yet.
They don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Pandora. They
do, Pandora.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Pandora. I mean, things like that. Like, even like questions like, what is their favorite alcoholic beverage?
Beer.
Like beer?
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
I have no idea.
I mean, honestly, I mean, and these things make sense. Like, for example, when it's not beer or bourbon or whiskey, it's actually like fruit ciders. Like hard ciders.
Country what music fans?
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. How's that even?
Yeah. So you have to know these things to even know what
to
do next.
Why do you have to know what their favorite alcoholic beverage is in order to market a song to them?
Watch branding purposes. Let's say for sync purposes, let's say you want to get the song in a commercial or a movie or a show. Mm-hmm. You need to know what their values are. So you have to know every single thing about them before you can make a decision, even which platforms to market to. So if is it going to be iTunes or is it Instagram? Instagram or Twitter, you have to know which one of those services are their favorite. So it's
not just.
Wow,
so
that's really interesting.
So before you can make any decisions, you must know your fans. And we know this stuff because of like Nielsen and, you know, all the people who collect all the data for us.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we also know because of Vladimir Putin. Yes. He collects all of our data.
And we let him.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, so said that to say, I would, the basic answer is, you know, most likely streaming services.
All right. Captain Crinkle, so help me, I'm going to come over there and slap the chips out of your hands. So, you know what? Here's what's happening over here with Bonnie. She has put a you have a question, so you started crinkling shit?
There's positive attention and negative attention. Let's just start there.
Tony, you might want to get a picture of this. What's happening here is she's put potato chip bags basically on top of all her other shit.
Yeah.
So if she needs her phone or the whiteboard, she has to move a giant bag of
she has sort of created an area here.
Created a little percussionist pit.
You know, remember Templeton the rat, how he would just take stuff?
Oh, from Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She's made kind of a nest over here.
She has.
Just
she has a
stuff,
question.
A,
that
it's a
to
stuff
write down.
Nest. Okay.
All right. Well, let's move on. Like Anya V, she's a singer who was on Not My Butterfinger, suggested that Paula do a rap video to go with Not My Butterfinger.
Now, love that.
Should she do it? Will the
Absolutely.
Video give her more?
Now, YouTube is one of the ways that the majority of people find new music.
Really?
Yes. So even if you do like a lyric video, if you're not going to do a full video, videos in general, and this is a funny thing.
I've seen many lyric videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
What is that?
You know, like when you're watching a video and it's like has the lyrics up there, like the dog, and it's like says the dog.
Oh, no. I've never seen a lyric video.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that many music videos.
Now, this is funny. Even for like Instagram, you're going to laugh at this. I think 60% of users watch Instagram with the sound off. And it's because they're at work or they're in the bathroom, you know, in the toilet at work or something. So they love when the lyrics or the words are on the video itself.
Oh, that's really interesting.
So people love, I mean.
So it's people that are like on the lam or something and so they can't make noise?
Or they're at work. They're like, they're, you know, they're.
Captain Culpepper often used to watch a lyric video.
Lyric videos
when,
in the battlefield?
When he was in the bunker. When he was hiding from the enemy. He would.
What war was that, Mrs. Culpepper? I can't believe it. I took it till now to...
It was a war of aggression.
Well, many of them are.
It was an angry war. It was a very, very angry war.
It wasn't the war of northern aggression, was it?
I don't recall where the people were from, but it was a nasty war of violence. And Captain Culpepper would listen or watch Instagram with the...
During the war.
Yeah.
Instagram's kind of new, isn't it? When did the captain... I'm not even going to ask. Let's move on.
He's timeless. Captain is timeless.
Now, is it possible to put Paula out in too many places, or should we be focusing our energy on certain services?
That's like asking, is it a possibility to have Coca-Cola in too many locations?
Oh.
No, of course not.
Wherever it's available,
yes.
You have a chance to get it from
there.
So I'm just like, put it everywhere. That was really funny. I just quote that. Yes. So I don't think it's possible personally to put too many locations. Now, you can say I want to focus my advertising, you know, budget on these specific locations, but you just want to have it everywhere. Just, you know.
Although I have to tell you, when the first Batman movie with Jack Nicholson.
That's Tim Burton. That was late 80s, early 90s.
I was around for that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, originally it was Jack Nicholas as the Joker.
No, it wasn't.
And it was not nearly as good a performance. This was when the real, where people were just overwhelmed, just drenched in advertising for a movie came about. Before that, it wasn't as bad as it is now. When the first Batman movie came out, I used to say to people, I never went to see it because I saw it frame by frame in T-shirts that went by me on the street and cups and mugs and, you know, tchotchkes and shit. And it had the opposite effect on me, which is I was like, you know what? I would not, with a gun to my head, see that Batman movie because they're pissing me off now. So I don't want to be that. I don't want to saturate the public. You know, I want it to
you
be
You don't
a
have
song.
The ability to saturate more than a block. I mean,
that's a good point.
We're talking about giant movie studios advertising dollars went into Batman.
Yeah.
We don't have one of those.
What was I thinking?
Do you have one of those on you?
Yeah. Well, you know, Scott Franciscus, who's paid for a lot of stuff
on our
show.
He hasn't.
He's a listener.
He's a listener that we sent a prize to, and we sent it postage due, and he paid it. it's not our
and
proudest
so
moment at all.
He's been pretty much
Tony basically tried to tape a hotel soap to a postcard, as far as I understand it. And they're like, nah, you don't.
Yeah, no, he's so been funny. Our benefactor. Is that the right word? Benefactor throughout.
No,
the,
he hasn't.
No, he has. And so I'm sure that if we explained to him that we want a budget like Sony had on the first Batman movie, that he would absolutely step up the plate.
I don't think he'd give us a nickel.
No, that's not true. The Scott Franciscus that I know and love.
Who you don't.
What?
No, Scott Franciscus.
Well,
I've actually interacted with him a little bit on Facebook.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I clicked like on something he said or something.
Well, that's not the same as interacting.
Well, it's more than you've done.
Okay. The Scott Franciscus. All right. I hadn't thought about the fact that we don't really have the budget to bother people that much. Okay. All right. So I accept that reality.
Okay. But now how do we get her song on the radio? That's still, terrestrial radio is still a thing, particularly for some of our listeners.
Now, watch this.
I'm watching.
Watch. Listen to this, I should say.
It's audio.
It's audio. So basically, getting on like major markets like Los Angeles on the radio, hard because your competition is Beyonce and Jay-Z with all the budgets in the world.
Fuckers.
However, if you want to stick with terrestrial radio, you can actually find smaller markets like maybe Bakersfield, and you can still, you know, contact the musical director there.
Is that's payola one. Still a thing?
No, absolutely not. Of course it never was. I don't know anything about that.
Oh, what do you mean? Did people used to pay to get their records on played?
Yeah, that, but it's illegal, so no, that's not a thing.
Nobody's... What about, you
so
know what would be great?
I have no idea.
It would be great if I could find a DJ that was like the one who put the Buddy Holly song on and like locked himself in the DJ booth and wouldn't stop playing it.
Like a real
that?
Fan.
Yeah.
there's two things. One, you can don't forget there's still listener supported radio. And that means they're not, you know, they actually still have an actual DJ who actually listens to the music and still gets to choose. So you can probably find one of those people, and that's a thing still. Uh-huh. You don't have to pay, you know, for large budgets, whatever that.
You just mail them a CD.
Yes, or college radio stations.
I was
stations.
Just about to say, what about college radio stations?
You play colleges, right?
I do play colleges.
Oh, my gosh. Before I forget, because you do so many live shows, you all of the venues that you perform in, they have to pay a fee to a performance. Rights organization. That's where we get ASCAP, BMI, CSAC. Uh-huh. So they already pay a blanket license, which is like a fee they pay to use whatever they want from that catalog for the year.
Uh-huh.
If you play your song at every venue, at every show that you do, and then you, as the manager, literally take the set lists and just say, hey, we performed in this venue for this many thousands of people or whatever it is, then they'll give you a percentage of that fee as well.
She'll make money just by playing her song in her show.
So you're getting paid from the actual show plus a performance royalty from the actual performance.
Is that real money?
I mean, it... over time, but like if you just do one, it's not real money.
Okay.
But after a couple of years, does that mean it's going to pile up and pile up and pile up?
Yeah.
And the bigger the venue, the bigger the fee is.
Well, keep in mind, Andre, see these snacks in front of you, the Doritos and the Three Musketeers and the... Right.
Yeah, thank you. You did Bonnie's work for her.
I pay for all of those, so...
Well, that will pay for this, absolutely.
There we go. All right. So
it'll at least handle the snacks.
Now we're talking real money.
Yes, the snacks.
Yeah,
yes.
You maybe a new dress for Mrs. Culpepper.
Yes. So what's the sweet spot for how much money she should be sinking into this song rather than snack food?
Let's see. Everybody wants to say $1 billion. That's the sweet spot for anyone. However, I think a better question is where to put the money versus how much.
Right.
I suggest influencers, and nobody ever thinks about this. People who love you have other people that they trust that they go to. Like, you know, how do
not
I...
Not like Lori Loughlin's moronic kid.
I mean, really.
No, she was an influencer.
Yes, really, really.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I mean, that's troubling, isn't it?
But you have to...
Here's the thing. I don't want my fans listening to anything that girl likes.
Well, not her. I mean, you don't have to, you get to choose the influencers because then you get to get them.
Do you
know,
choose them from the list of students that cheated to get into school?
Oh, my gosh.
No, there are many influencers who did not cheat their way into college.
Who did not cheat their way into college. Yeah. So honestly, influencers is a great way. Like, think about that song where everybody was like, you know, jumping out of the car and dancing.
Yes.
You know, the influencer started that trend. Then all of a sudden, next thing you know, the fans just started the trend, and now it's like it was viral.
So if we can get an influencer to jump out of their car and dance to Paula's song.
Not just one, but if you got a few of them, you know, really high-end influencers, then they get their fans to go, that's cool, I should jump out of the car too.
And dance to this song.
And you jump out of the car and dance to a song?
It was a challenge.
That just seems so dangerous.
Yeah, but not many people died.
You know, I don't have that many fans, Andre. If they get run over.
No, but not many people died. Only like, you know, one or two. But it's
not enough to really worry about.
Yes, they're fine now.
And the family's healed quickly. Yeah, that's great.
Is there like an influencer store online?
You honestly, if you like, you can Google a couple of them. I don't have one in particular, but what a lot of people do is they'll go to like Instagram or whatever and put hashtag influencer, and then or let's say comedy influencer,
to
be very specific. Then you can go through the list and go, this person fits our demographic.
Oh,
this
so you person can search out the
yes,
influencers.
You can find, but I mean, it takes a little while.
Takes some work. To research.
But once you do that, you just contact them and they'll say yes or no, and then most of them will love to do it. So, and then they'll just do a video or talk about it or have it playing in the background. Now you're getting
this is great advice.
Yes. Yeah. So in my opinion, that's a better way to go than attempting to go mainstream to fight.
I am
know,
so
Beyonce.
Looking forward to the episode we do about a month from now when Bonnie Burns explains to us how that went all horribly, horribly wrong. How that exploded in our face.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. I wouldn't have thought of that in a million years.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Now, I hate to continue to make the show about Bonnie. In fact, you don't know how much I hate to do that. However, we were laughing about something yesterday in that apparently at some point both you and over the last couple of weeks, both you and Jay Deals stopped texting her back. Well, now, for one, I applaud that. but I do, on Bonnie's behalf and everybody's behalf, want to know, does she ask too many questions?
Of course not. She's an angel. She's sweet. What happened was I assumed Jay would reply because I was traveling, you know, coming back into the country. I assumed I was in Baku, Azerbaijan. It was beautiful.
Fantastic.
Now, I assumed Jay would reply.
And yet Bonnie was still able to reach you?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, so Jay assumed that maybe you replied.
See what
you...
I mean? So it was like it was miscommunication. That's it. But,
yeah.
Wow. With
that
Bonnie.
Happened with
I don't
us
know how
in
that's
Frontier.
Possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Bonnie too. I gotta say, when Bonnie never sleeps, and so she gets a little wired with the electronics, you know. So she used to like. She would call me early in the morning and say, like, I emailed so-and-so last night and they didn't get back to me. And when I would inquire further, it would turn out she'd emailed them at like 3 a.m. and now it's 7 a.m. She'd go, they didn't get, I wonder what's going on there. Do we have a problem? Were there a lot of technical terms in the posting thing?
So this is where it gets fun.
Yeah.
Just, before you released the song, I was, you know, telling Bonnie to register with the copyright.gov site. So that means make an account with them. And then if most people don't think about a song like this, but there is the actual composition, which is, you know, where publishing happens. That's a PA form standing for a performing arts form.
Uh-huh.
You fill that out for whoever wrote the song.
Right.
Then there's also an SR form for sound recording, who actually paid for and owns the sound recording, which is typically like a label. But in this case, it's you know, for
yeah. These forms have been around forever, right?
These are the forms you fill out. Just now they're, you know, online to do. That's just for the actual ownership of the copyright.
You know what's funny? It's not that hard to get a gun.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Gun you can get pretty easily.
Yeah.
But, man,
register a song.
Intellectual property is way more complicated than
that's
going to
take you
people.
Some time, and you got to go through some channels. you can't just go to a song show and get around all the regulations.
Yeah, you get a song out of a trunk of a car.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do that.
Yeah. But that's just the beginning. Then you have to do the, like I said, the performance rights organization. That's the ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, GMR. To join one of them to become an affiliate, so that when you perform or it's played on the radio or if you're walking down in the mall and you hear a song playing or, you know, things of that nature, then you have to join one of them. You have to take the song, register it with your PRO, your Performance Rights Organization.
So it is really complicated.
We're not finished. This is still the basics. Then you have to go to Sound
Exchange. She accidentally registers with the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation.
On the plus side, your song is taken off on the West Bank.
Yeah, which I feel good about. I'm happy about that.
I mean, literally, there are a lot of things. And then, like, that's just for the composition. Then the sound recording also gets another registration with Sound Exchange. If you want to, do Sirius, XM, you know, radio, all those things.
So you were saying this to her from Baku.
Yes, Azerbaijan. Yeah.
I can easily see how this went so horribly wrong.
I did my best to write it out.
I know
if you've never done it.
It's a lot of stuff.
And that's just the beginning. But
the weird thing about it is, you know, when you go on iTunes, there's a million fucking songs.
Yeah,
so a million people got through this.
No, they have not.
Oh, they didn't? How'd they do it?
Now, that is just distribution. Uh-huh. So you can just take a song and then go through an aggregator like TuneCore, DistroKid.
TuneCore?
Yeah.
Captain Culpepper served in the TuneCore.
Oh, did he, Mrs. Culpepper?
we're proud service in the TuneCore.
The TuneCore, wow.
Do you like my dress?
I do. Is it sateen?
It's a red sateen. It's a ruby sateen dress, Adam Felber. All right, I'm sorry to interrupt. Okay, so.
And that's how you get to like iTunes, Apple Music, Shazam.
Because
Spotify.
They're scooping up songs like
Shazam?
That all the time.
Is that another?
Shazam's
the best.
Is the best. So but what if you like walking down the street and you hear a song playing, you're like, that's the best song I've ever heard in my life. You pull the phone out, hit the button on Shazam, and it goes, this song is XYZ, whatever it is.
It tells you what it is.
It tells you what it is. Yes. It takes you straight to whatever you use it as your music listening thing, so you can buy it or listen to it.
Stream it or whatever.
And, you know, it was a miracle when smartphones started coming out 10 years ago, 12 years ago. But now it's so fast, it's incredible. Like yeah. I was sitting in an Uber the other day and I heard this song and like I'd barely touched the button before it had me on iTunes.
Sitting in an Uber?
Because standing is so hard in most compact cars, Paula.
Why were you sitting in an Uber?
I was on my way to the airport to do a wait, don't tell me.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay. You pictured, because I said sitting, that would be a stationary Uber.
I just pictured you sitting on the side of the road in an Uber, and it reminds me of Dame Maggie Smith, who was going
to
be here tonight. I'm
we
so sorry
to again.
That she left.
All right. Well, thank you, Andre, for helping Paula figure out how to best market her hit rap song, or soon-to-be hit rap song,
of course,
Not
welcome.
My Butterfinger.
Sweeping the Nation.
Sweeping the Nation. Sweeping it's available nation. Right now on iTunes, thanks to Bonnie Burns. Paula. What have you learned about promoting your song, Not My Butterfinger?
House band Andre Alexander, will you back me up while I tell what guest Andre Alexander taught me about promoting Not My Butterfinger? When you're promoting a song, you want to know your audience so you can know where they get their music from. Fortunately, my audience is small enough that I know them. It's Scott Franciscus, our benefactor, and Randall Wood, whose kids won't listen to our show anymore because we remind them that the earth is in jeopardy. YouTube is where the majority of people find their new music because a lot of cats have bands. One good way to promote Not My Butterfinger is with influencers who encourage those who they influence to jump out of their cars and dance. So the downside is that many of your new fans die in tragic traffic accidents. In order to post a song on iTunes, you have to fill out a PA form, a SR form. It's complicated. You have to fill out a COPD form, an ED form, a VD form, an SAT form, which rich kids don't have to do. And when you're finished, you fill out a PTSD form.
Andre Alexander is a composer, producer, author, and teacher, and also tonight's house band. Thank you so much, Andre.
Andre, you're fantastic.
Woo!
We're just saying goodbye to Andre the guest.
Andre the house band.
Andre the house band still has a job to do.
He has a job to do and a special extra job. Yeah.
So
coming
fantastic.
Coming up, more theme songs. Plus, our scan of how this podcast is doing across the globe. Look out, Moldova. Here comes Ecuador.
Oh, we're hot in Ecuador.
The cat of the week is Bazooka T. Kitty Pants from Bennington, Vermont. Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone is brought to you in part by Away, makers of world-class luggage. They designed a bag that solved a few old problems like sticky wheels and a few new ones too, like dead cell phones.
You can choose from 9 colors and 4 sizes, and the carry-on sizes are compliant with all major U.S. airlines. All suitcases made with premium German polycarbonate and have 4 360-degree spinner wheels to guarantee a smooth ride. You know what? I'm so excited to talk about this because,
yes.
First of all, I use the big bag.
Right. You don't use the little smart bag.
No, I use a big bag. And I
because
love the smooth wheels.
The smooth wheels are great.
And I have another bag that's not an Away bag, so I actually compare the two the whole way I'm traveling.
Right, because you're traveling like you're taking day trips and taking 9 pieces of luggage, so you know how to travel.
I don't take 9 pieces of luggage, but I do have two. I carry 150 pounds of luggage with me when I travel, and I do have 2 large bags. But the Away bag, I have to say, is I love the smooth rolling, and the other thing is, it's strong. I took a fall. Did I tell you this?
Yeah, you took a fall.
Okay, I took a fall at a hotel the other day so damn hard. Any other bag would have shattered. Any hard side bag like that would have shattered from that fall.
And it's fine.
But that Away bag is fine. I, on the other hand, have any number of sprains and pulls and broken bones.
Maybe you can be redesigned by the makers of Away luggage.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
I'm telling
you,
no, it's very
I love
sturdy.
Mine. I just took a trip with mine. I did a Wait, Don't Tell Me in Newark, and I spent a couple extra days around there. And that luggage, it fits perfectly in the overhead bins. You can pack the clothes in. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great thing. I'm telling you, it's sturdy and light. I would ride my Away luggage in the Grand Prix.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, let's try that. I bet that would be a great promotion to put it on the video. Yeah. We make a Make a video.
Is there any kind of a deal that they're giving the listeners?
I don't know. Hey, wait, there's a deal. For $20 off a suitcase, visit away.com/Paula20 and use promo code Paula20 during checkout. And you get $20 off a suitcase that's already pretty affordable in terms of how good it is and the price. It's amazing. Again, that's awaytravel.com/Paula20 and use the promo code Paula20 at checkout. According to climate scientists, we have 10 years and 13 weeks until the Earth begins to become uninhabitable. All right. Now, as listeners know, we have a theme song contest that we've been running, Paula, for almost an entire year.
Yeah.
Listeners
a
have
lot
been
of great submissions.
Great submissions have been coming in. And here's one from with a little bit of a rap feel. And it comes to us from John Padulka of Wolverine, Michigan. John Padulka, take it away, man.
Won't somebody please listen to her? She's got 14 cats and she's really nice. She's got the brightest guests, jam-packed with facts for precisely right advice. Her show's the best. And Paula, listen up, because we sincerely mean this. She loves it when we mention she's a freaking genius. So why? Tell me why. Tell me why. Is it why?
Nobody listens to Paula Poundstone. 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 Nobody listens to Paula Poundstone.
Wow. A long fade out there, John
yeah,
Padulka.
That was, I think they were just so into singing that.
Yeah, the
phrase.
Whole family was sitting around recording that.
Oh my gosh,
like
that was great.
John. Yeah,
thank you so much, and very kind of you to mention that I'm a genius. I wonder where you got that idea.
Well, you
from.
Did tell our listeners early on that would help them win the contest.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh,
you also started them on this thing of mentioning. In contrast, sort of to you being a genius, that I'm on every show.
No, I never said that. Somebody else said that.
No, you said that.
I didn't say that. No. I don't remember saying that anyways.
Well, I'm being gaslit right
no,
here.
If I'm a genius, then I would remember what I said, and I don't remember saying
that's
that.
That's a big if. Now, here's a country tune from the Simmons family from Richardson. Oh, it's a real family.
It's too late that they have a country thing, and it just missed Ken Burns's country music
right,
documentary
that
because
dropped
that could
already.
Have been,
yeah.
Oh, darn it.
Well, they're from Richardson, Texas. Linda Swift, proud matriarch of the Simmons family, said they look forward to receiving their autographed bar of fresh hotel soap. Hopefully, postage paid.
Yeah, Scott's on that.
Okay, let's hear the Simmons family featuring Linda Swift.
When Paula gives a bicycle greet,
I guess she's just a genius like me.
Well, Adam tries to keep her on track,
but Paula Poundstone fights back.
You may feel like a nobody too.
No one ever listens to you.
Her smart ideas should cause a big stir,
but nobody listens to her. She's Paula Poundstone.
Paula Poundstone. Paula, Paula, Paula Poundstone. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Wow.
You can hear those big country smiles on their faces,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, you really could.
We
I'll tell
love you,
you
Simmons
Boy,
family from Richardson, Texas.
Fantastic.
Linda Swift
who
and gang.
Who on earth could the Carter family be? That was totally displaced the Carter family
they're
in
done
country music
in my
history.
Mind. Yeah, that sounded terrific. And I liked all the homemade sounding instruments in the background. Now, I know we didn't give you much advance notice, but Andre, do you want to favor us with an improvised theme of some kind?
I'll do my best.
That's all right. Yeah, you don't have to.
It's quite a rivalry that you're up against.
Let's see.
Got a little tune in mind, right?
Yep, I have a little tune. I'm going to make up the lyrics right now, so... Here we go.
Well, I think that John Padulka really gave you some leeway in terms of lyrics.
That you're a genius. Nobody listens to Paula. Sheen has the things you want to hear. So listen up, my dear. Nobody listens to Paula. She'll have you grin from ear to ear. I hope that you stay here. Happy, smiley, taffy, and things, and I don't know. So here we go. Nobody listens to Paula. She has the things you need to hear. So you better stay.
You are the best. Thank you so much, Andre. That's just absolutely fantastic. Paula.
Yeah.
Clearly you have fans from all over America.
All over America.
Probably because you tour all over America.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But sadly, with the conclusion of Ken Lezebnik's America, our lamented finished segment, we no longer have any way to promote those appearances.
Oh, man, that sucks. It's a shame. Because that means that no one will know that I'm going to be at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia on November 15th through the 17th.
That's three nights at the Birchmere?
Yeah. November 15th, 16th, and 17th. And no one will get any advance word about my New Year's Eve appearance at the Norse Theater in San Francisco.
Now, that's such a shame, because the Norse is a great venue, and you'll be there on New Year's Eve in San Francisco.
I think Ken Lezebnik has to get back on the job and find an entertaining way to promote these dates.
Ken, if you're listening, get off your ass and come up with something. Paula is flying across the country to be at the Birchmere. When was that?
November 15th, 16th, and 17th in Alexandria, Virginia.
Virginia. So if she can fly across the country, the least you can do, Ken, is find a way to get us to mention these dates on the show.
Este episodio es presentado por Hill's Pet Nutrition. Cada mascota en adopción merece una segunda oportunidad, y tú lo haces posible cada día, porque cuando le das Hill's a tu mascota, alimentas a una mascota en adopción, lo que las hace más sanas, felices y más aptas a ser adoptadas, cambiando sus vidas para siempre para que puedan cambiar la tuya. Más de 14 millones de mascotas en refugios alimentadas y adoptadas. Es gracias a la ciencia. Conoce más en hillspet.com/podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Okay, speaking of writing, if you have a theme song entry for us or a short description of our show, you can enter those contests by emailing us at nobodylistenstopaulapoundstone@gmail.com. You could win a bar of hotel soap autographed by Paula Poundstone.
I just want to say this.
Yeah.
It's a bar of fresh hotel soap.
Nobody thinks you're going to use it and then send it to them, Paula.
I just want to make sure that we're clear about that.
We'll be back after this.
On this day in unremarkable history, Christopher Columbus said, "Every time I come up on deck, my puffy shorts get wet. Would you look at that, a soggy mess? All right, where the hell are we?"
There's nothing quite like sailing in the calm international waters on my ship, the SS Biopic.
Avast! It's actually pronounced biopic.
No, you dingus! It's biopic!
Who the hell says that? It's biopic. Because
it's the words for biography and picture.
All right, that is enough. Ahoy, I'm Dave Holmes. I am the host of the rebooted podcast formerly known as International Waters, designed to resolve petty but persistent arguments like this. How? By pitting two teams of opinionated comedians against each other with trivia and improv games, of course. Winner takes home the right to be right.
What podcast be this?
It's called Troubled Waters, where we disagree to disagree.
Hi, I am Lori Kilmartin.
And I'm Jackie Cashin.
Together, we host a podcast called
The Jackie and Lori Show.
We're both stand-up comics. We recently met each other because women weren't allowed to work together on the road or in gigs for a long, long time. And so our friendship has been unfolding on this podcast for a couple of years. Jackie constantly works the road. I write for Conan, and then I work the road in between.
We do a lot of stand-up comedy, and so we celebrate stand-up, and
yes,
we also bitch about it.
We keep it to an hour. We don't have any guests. We somehow find enough to talk about every single week. So find us. You can subscribe to The Jackie and Laurie Show at Maximum Fun. .org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, bye.
Welcome back, all you nobodies, and thanks once again to our sponsors. Let's give them another shout out. HelloFresh and Away. Remember, for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, you go to HelloFresh.com/Poundstone80, and the code is Poundstone80. And for $20 off on an Away suitcase, which you need, visit awaytravel.com/Paula20 and use the promo code, not surprisingly, Paula20 during checkout. So, Paula, let me grind the show to a halt. Any message this week for fans listening to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You don't? Well, then let's move on to the end of our show.
No, I do. I have
a
message. Yes.
I misheard you.
Yeah, I do. Adam, you're going to find this difficult to believe, but I have met at least 3 people who don't have a podcast.
Really?
I can't imagine how difficult that would be. We are so lucky to not be one of the 3 people who don't have podcasts.
I guess that's true.
In order to continue to have our podcast, however, we have to grow our listenership.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is by word of mouth. Every listener telling someone else about our show. The problem is that many listeners find that an awkward conversation.
And they don't.
They do. In order to lift that bail, I have written some simple sample dialogue.
Okay, well, you do this every week.
Try this.
It's as omnipresent on the show as apparently I am.
Every week. Listener's friend.
Okay.
I love you. I've never loved anyone this much in my entire life.
I like that.
And I never will. When I think of my life without you, it feels like someone has taken a cudgel to my heart. Will you marry me?
Oh. Okay.
Listener, nothing could make me happier. I feel the same. There's nothing that happens that doesn't happen better with you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. This is an important step, and I can't take it without sharing something with you.
Oh, God.
I've told you that my father used to be a Trump supporter. I've told you that my mother had 2 stomachs. I've told you that as a child, I ate wallpaper paste. I just have never been able to tell you that I listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast. Listener's friend, why didn't you tell me before? Listener, I don't know. It just felt awkward.
This is bullshit.
See, Adam, I told you. Listener's friend, why do you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone? Listener, it's just so funny. I learn stuff, but mostly I just laugh and laugh. 6 months later.
We're cutting to 6 months later in this simple sample dialogue.
6 months later. Wedding officiant. And now, if you'll share your vows before those gathered to bear witness. Listener's friend, I choose you. To stand by your side and sleep in your arms. To be joy to your heart and food to your soul.
I'm crying.
To learn with you and grow with you. Even as time and life change us both. Together, we will listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. In sickness and in health until death do us part. Listener, from this day forward, I will test your cheese. See, Adam? Do you
Holy
see?
Holy mother of shit, Paula.
Do you see a one listener telling another listener this is how we grow the listenership?
Well,
it's a simple sample dialogue. It doesn't take a lot.
That took a lot.
No.
I am impressed. And you did go.
It's a beautiful story.
You did go right at my criticism.
What do you mean?
About the whole me contesting that this is an awkward conversation to have. And you.
It is. It's for a lot of listeners, it's a very awkward conversation. But the listener and the listener's friend were able to.
I do understand what happened in that.
Yeah. Well, I think if you'll recall, let me just back up a little.
We really don't need to back up a bit.
See, here's what happened. The listener's friend, why didn't you tell me before? Listener, I don't know. It just felt awkward. See, yeah, that's proof.
Well, no, it's not proof. It's
proof.
Actually the person who's making this erroneous claim writing erroneous dialogue. It's like when our president drew an extra weather system on a map with a Sharpie pen.
I have nothing in common with our fucking president.
You don't have anything in common with him.
No, I don't. No, this is my point to you, though. If you'll listen to these words. Listener's friend, why didn't you tell me before? Yeah. Listener, I don't know. It just felt awkward. See, that's proof.
It's not really proof, because even as you say, it's sample dialogue. These aren't people. These are...
Well, what are they?
Imagined people. What are they?
Not only are they people...
You didn't specify there were people in the dialogue.
These could
be squirrels getting married, like the one
only,
in here.
Not only are they people, Adam, but they're now two people with a bond, a lifelong bond.
I'm going to confess something to you.
Yeah. Were you crying?
When we got to those vows, with the music, the beautiful music, Andrea, I was starting to choke up.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah. And we've done that for two listeners. Do you see what I'm saying?
We haven't really, but...
What are you forcing them to break up? You are
such a downer.
You are such a damp claw. What is it called? Damp?
A wet rag.
Wet rag.
Bonnie, you don't need to. It gets to a certain point of the night, and Bonnie, as far as she's concerned, sitting around a campfire.
I'm having.
Could have told you wet rag.
Could you have?
Yes,
told
I could
wet
have.
Rag? Yeah.
A damp washcloth or any whatever Bonnie was trying to say back there.
A wet blanket. It's
wet
not
blanket.
Wet rag, anyways. It's wet blanket.
Blanket. All right, whatever. Bonnie didn't know either. All right.
Yes, wet blanket.
Stop talking. You cannot talk. It's an option for you, Bonnie. You're not on mic. Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, see, the listeners can't really hear Bonnie.
No, that's
and
why.
I didn't hear her either. Who was talking? You know the weird thing that you listeners don't know? Adam Felber is on every show, but a lot of times he hears someone talking when they're not. And he'll just flip out. Like sometimes,
really
I saw him the other night walking to his car after we taped the podcast. No one was anywhere near him. And he just kept going. He would stop and turn around and go, "Stop talking, Bonnie."
Yeah, but that's because this is what she's done to me. You spend a year in this foxhole and it just, something changes inside you. Something bad happens in your head.
Yeah, yeah. Captain Culpepper spent a year in a foxhole.
So then you know
Captain
Mrs. Culpepper. Yeah,
yeah,
so how was he?
Well, he's passed on now.
Oh, really? Yeah. From annoyance?
Frankly, he knew the cheese was bad. He lunged for the cheese.
He lunged for cheese because he was spending another night in the foxhole with Captain
Culpepper. It was the Gouda that got him.
It was the Gouda that got him. That's an interesting development. All right, nobodies. Remember, our email address again is nobodylistenstopaulapoundstone@gmail.com.
And you can find me and Adam on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can find, I have a remarkably soft tri-poly blend t-shirt with a self-portrait on the left breast and a memorable quote on the back. And that also is available at paulapoundstone.com. It's remarkably soft, Adam, and I'm going to tell you why. Because it's made from a tri-poly blend.
I'm not going to rise to the bait this time, Paula Poundstone.
Up here, Adam. Up here.
No. Oh, it's not tri-poly blend. damn it. You know what? Before we do sign off, I have to ask you, because our listeners are starting to post about this and ask about it on Facebook. How are your nipples, Paula?
Well, Adam, I'm so glad you've asked. My nipples have healed nicely. Thank you for asking.
Both of them were pierced by different cats.
My elderly cat, Clue, I picked her up to comfort her, and she plunged a hind claw through my left nipple. And just a couple of weeks later, while still nursing my left nipple, my cat, Brittle, I believe it was, for no good reason I can think of, pierced my right nipple. And the weirdest thing about this story is that I've had cats for years. No cat had ever done that before. And then, like, within...
A month or two.
It was within a... Yeah, exactly. So I have guessed that they've been watching YouTube videos.
I think that's probably true. Probably lyric videos.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, match up.
Where there's no... You just see the words.
Right.
And you hide from your co-workers in the bathroom and look at the words.
But you're on the road to recovery. We don't really need to keep doing checks on you then.
Well, it could flare up again,
That's
Adam.
That's true. That's our show, everybody. Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone is hosted by Paula Poundstone and yours truly, Adam Felber. Produced by Paula Poundstone, Adam Felber, Bonnie Burns, Ken Lezebnik, and Tony Anita Hull. Technical direction by Ray Horseman and mixing by this here Anthony Alfaro. Our muscle is provided by mighty Tyler Burke. Special thanks to tonight's house band and our guest. They are the same person, Andre Alexander. Transcription services for this show provided by TranscribeMe. For your special Paula Poundstone discount, use code Paula Poundstone when placing your order at TranscribeMe.com.
That's our show for tonight. Won't somebody please listen to me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, play us out.
Mike Zalisk,
yeah.
Your hotel soap is on its way.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.